The little red frame building just off the Glen Highway has housed Sutton's library for over three decades. It still serves and will continue to do so for a few more months. Chuck Carver is Sutton's fire chief.
Well, it used to be the fire hall originally. And it used to house an old military 6x6 tanker that somebody out here would probably acquired because it was an old wooden barn, basically.
Carver is sitting around a handmade plank table in the present Sutton Library with librarian Nancy Bertels and former Mat-Su assemblywoman Lynn Woods. Carver says when the 80s oil boom came, the state paid for new fire halls, so the little red barn went up for grabs.
And so a library, and they had this one room, and everyone donated paperback books or books that they had was the start.
Lynn Woods says her mother was one of the first volunteers.
I can remember coming down and just seeing boxes of paperback books. My mom was trying to put them on shelves, and I was thinking, wow, that's a lot of books.
Nancy Bertels picks up the tale. Bertels says the borough helped by paying for a librarian a few hours a week at the request of the community.
Well, I think probably the first librarians had to do a lot of weeding through the donated material and deciding what was relevant and what wasn't. And they only had a set amount of shelves, so they did that. And then once the borough took over, there was a little bit of money to purchase new books.
So what did the community want on the shelves?
Repair manuals. Chilton's repair manuals, how to build something, how to make something, how to garden, lots of fiction. And they loved the fact that there was a card in the book and they could look and see if their neighbor had read the book. They would know if they liked the book that way.
Many, many bake sales and countless volunteer hours shaped the Sutton Library. It's the community's heart, they agree. The library provided a place for civic meetings, puppet shows, art classes, even more.
We'd come down at 6:30 in the morning. Our beloved librarian would let us come in and we exercised. They had a TV and videos to exercise on. And we did it 5-6 days a week. This was our gym.
Today, Bertels points to the library's thriving Alaska collection and the two computers that are a magnet for Sutton High School kids. Neat stacks of fiction, history, how-to books, and of course, big teddy bears in the kitty corner for story time. The library is a Sutton family tradition.
They've seen a lot of kids grow up and families come and go and come back again.
With their kids.
With their kids, yeah.
So. Yeah, kids grow up and then they're bringing their kids to the programs. I know my grandchildren come in the summertime, come down to the library.
And I saw Chuck's son as a little boy and now he's bringing his boys.
Yeah, generations grew up.
Woods says about 10 years ago, the community decided the library was just too small. A committee formed, found a site and lobbied the cause. Fundraising began anew.
We had baskets, decorated baskets at Easter time and had auctions for them. We'd have raffles, wine tasting. That was a big hit. at least we thought it was.
Now, just up the highway, the new library is being built in the town's historic district. It, too, will double as a community resource center while it helps highlight the area's heritage. Nancy Bertels steps inside the barely completed shell of the new building.
So this is the new community resource room. I think the community will be pleasantly surprised. This is designed to replicate the old coal wash facility that sat on this site originally. So the clerestory windows and the cupola, those replicate the design of the old building.
Antique-style shaded wall lamps give the new building a sort of 1920s look. The construction still has a long way to go, with a June completion date expected. Last week, the Borough Assembly accepted $60,000 in donations for the new building. Bake sales continue, but the Borough, the state, and major donors, Rasmussen Foundation, BP, and ConocoPhillips, are helping with big dollars. The $2.4 million new Sutton Library and Resource Center is planned to serve not only Sutton, but communities 50 miles north. I'm Ellen Lockyer.